Update, March 2. In its March newsletter, the Squamish Environment Society announced that the Birds and Words, a fundraising art exhibition and online raffle, raised nearly $1,600 to support the Society's bird monitoring programs. A draw to pick the winners was held on February 14. See all the winners here. Original story, a new art installation aiming to celebrate the birds of the Squamish Estuary has taken flight at the Squamish Valley Golf Course. This project, called Birds and Words, is a collaboration between local artists Toby Jackson, Tatiana Lee, and Zoe Ivami, featuring 20 canvases that are connected to each other and show different kinds of birds, branches, and lots of bright colors. "We wanted to create something that would connect artists with the environment and with each other," said Jackson, curator of the Foyer Gallery at the Squamish Public Library. "Birds are such an important part of our local ecosystem, and they provide endless inspiration for artists. The installation also serves as a fundraiser for the Squamish Environmental Society, SES. Each painting is being raffled off online through Rafflebox, with the draw taking place on February 14 at the Squamish Public Library. The ticket prices for the raffle vary from $10 to $100. From Canvas to Community, the project, which received grant funding from the Squamish Arts Council back in 2024, brought together a group of 6 poets and painters. "I wanted to make sure that the connection between each canvas was really prominent," Jackson said. "I used a rainbow of colors and designated the edges of each canvas to be painted in specific colors so that they would connect with the next canvas over." Lee, a local writer and poet, curated the written word component, bringing together a flock of poets to contribute their verses. Ivami, a nature artist, played a key role in connecting the project with the SES. "Why birds? Well, they're a vital part of our Squamish estuary," Jackson tells the Squamish chief. "The Squamish Environmental Society conducts bird counts every year, and their list of species is incredible. We were drawn to the bird theme because it resonates with so many artists. Artists are naturally inspired by nature, by the world around us. And birds, well, they symbolize that connection we have with the environment. Plus," she adds, "many artists are passionate about reducing our environmental footprint. Birds are a powerful reminder of the delicate balance of nature and the need to protect it." Jackson, who designed the visual layout of the exhibition, describes her process. "I wanted to create a sense of interconnectedness, so I arranged the 20 canvases together and sketched branches that flow across them. This, along with the use of color, creates a cohesive visual piece. Beyond the raffle, but the project doesn't end with the raffle. A commemorative book featuring the artwork and poetry is in the works, and a poster of the installation will also be available. We wanted to capture the essence of this project and share it with a wider audience," says Jackson. "The book and poster will serve as a reminder of the power of art to bring people together and inspire positive change." The Birds and Words installation will be on display at the Squamish Valley Golf Course until February 13. Bhagyashree Chatterjee is the Squamish Chief's Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.